This is Earth and Sky. Each summer day at noon, George Langford and his students bring their buckets to the dock to meet the squid boat.
Langford is a Dartmouth biologist who comes to the Marine Biological Laboratory on Cape Cod each summer to study neurons, the cells in our brains and spines that transfer information.
In studies of neurons, squid are an ideal substitute for humans because their neurons work like ours, but are several times bigger. Langford has also tried this with mice, but it's harder to study cells in the brains and spines of such tiny creatures.
If you try to dissect out a nerve from a mouse, the material that you get is so minuscule that it's impossible to do these experiments.
But Langford wants to find out which genes control the activity of neurons, and no one has yet mapped the squid genome, that is, read the information in its DNA.
You have to have a large number of individuals using the organism to justify the investment of resources to do a complete genomic sequence.
Researchers have mapped the mouse genome, so for economic and practical reasons, Langford might have to switch from squid to mice. Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.